Welcome to week one of your 12-week one-on-one coaching program titled Transform Your Trauma into Peace. So this week, we're doing week one, and it's titled Let's Begin. You are about to embark on a journey towards freedom that the Father has desired for you to have since you experienced your trauma. Sadly, though, we have an enemy who wants to steal, kill, and destroy, and that is no joke. But the good news is, and there is always good news with Christ, is that he came to give you life and give it to you abundantly. And you can find that promise in John 10:10. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give you life and give it to you abundantly. So if you are not living an abundant life, you're in the right place. A good scripture to hold on to, and there's many good scriptures, but I love this scripture here from, it's in the Amplified Version, and it's Psalm 142, verse 7. It says, "Bring my life out of prison, that I may confess, praise, and give thanks to your name. The righteous will surround me and crown themselves because of me, for you will deal bountifully with me." Lord, take my life out of prison that I've been in for however many years you have been dealing with it. Now's the time. The Father wants you out of that prison. And sometimes the thing is, we don't even realize we're in a prison. We're so used to living with what we're living with that we think it's normal. And these things or these issues almost become like our friend. And it's almost like we're afraid to let that go for a multitude of reasons. And we're gonna get into that as we move forward each week to understand, is there something you are holding on to that is an idol, that is actually dysfunctional? You think it's protecting you. And we're going to go over those. We're going to uncover those things and bring you healing to that place. You know, it's important to know that you were created to shine. You were created not to just survive life, but to thrive and enjoy the fullness of life that the Father has for you. Will there be trials and difficult circumstances? Of course there will. But those trials and difficult circumstances could be difficult for you to overcome, because you have unhealed trauma in your life. The Lord wraps his presence around you like a warm blanket being thrown around your shoulders. And his love will surround you and protect you. And it is critical to believe and receive that he loves you. This is a foundational place to start. We absolutely must believe the Father loves us. And your trauma can get melted away as he blankets you. God's love can melt fear and trauma, mistakes, pain. Sometimes it doesn't go away immediately, and sometimes there is a journey we need to walk in. But knowing that the Father loves you will ground you strong. That's why I sent you my book on my personal journey to knowing the love of the Father. It's entitled, "Can I Have Your Heart, Daddy?" And it was the journey that I went through to understand, because I did not believe that I was loved by this God up in heaven. I viewed him as this dictator, this tyrannical person that just was sitting up in heaven on his throne, you know, pointing his finger at me, telling me how bad I was. That's what I lived with for years. And I'll go over and we'll go into where that, the basis of that belief was rooted in. But he is a loving God. Yes, he disciplines us, but he disciplines us in love, not like the world disciplines us, or maybe abusive parents discipline us. He disciplines us in love because he loves us. You know, when we have experienced traumatic events, it could cause us to hold on to our hearts. And where we ever, you know, wherever in our heart we have an open wound that never gets healed, we carry that with us everywhere. And it's then when evil spirits can actually hook in and guide you, make you think that they're protecting you. For a very long time, I believed this spirit was protecting me. It was a spirit of anger, and I believed I needed to hold on to it because it was protecting me. It was such a lie, but I didn't know that at the time, and I held on to that for a very long time. Don't be a malnourished child of God. Build a relationship with Him so that you can know what He wants and has for you, and so that you can be spiritually filled. For some people, life has been so unsteady that they learn to hold on to anything. Let me say that again. For some people, life has been so unsteady that they learn to hold on to anything. And that was a statement that was made by one of my clients that I was coaching. When she said that to me one day, I was like, wow, that is profound. I need to write that down. Life had been so unsteady for her for so much of her life that she learned to hold on to anything. And some of those things may not be in your best interest, nor provide the complete healing to bring you freedom. So what I want to help you discover is, what has shaped your perception of life? I want you to understand that no matter what, you will begin to find hope. No matter where you are, you will begin to find hope. And that was just a testimony I just received from a client that went through my program, that she said finally she has found hope again. What is your purpose, and how are you watering it? Or are you just living day to day, surviving? No, you have a purpose. God has a plan and a purpose for you. And you need to understand what it is. And then you need to water it. And what refuge or garbage are you living with? Love this scripture from the Passion. It says, yes, the people of Zion who live in Jerusalem will weep no more. How compassionate He will be when He hears your cries for help. He will answer you when He hears your voice. And that's Isaiah 30, verse 19, and I read it in the Passion Translation. Now, as you're going through this course, this teaching, and your study guides, always, you know, grab your Bible. If you're not liking the version that I'm quoting, grab your Bible, grab your favorite version and read it. But back to that scripture I just read you. Yes, the people of Zion who live in Jerusalem. Well, Zion means God's covenant, and Jerusalem means the city of peace. So what he's saying here is, yes, the people of God's covenant who live in peace will weep no more. How compassionate He, the Father, will be when He, the Father, hears your cries for help. He will answer you when He hears your voice. And whether it's your voice in your heart or your verbal voice, sometimes we're in such pain, we can't even speak it out anymore. There were times when I was going through the healing from all my abuses that I would literally be laying on the bed in a fetal position, not knowing how I'm going to make the next minute because the pain was so intense. So I couldn't even verbally cry out to God, but He knew in that moment He was hearing my voice. He was hearing my inner voice of pain. And then I love this scripture also. I love so many scriptures, so I'm going to say that many times. But I love this one in Jeremiah, and I'm reading it in the Amplified Bible. And it says, "For I will restore health to you, and I will heal your wounds, says the Lord. Because they have called you an outcast, saying, 'This is Zion. No one seeks her, and no one cares for her.' This is the covenant, and no one seeks for it, and no one cares for it." But no, we are going to grab a hold of that covenant. and we're going to receive, you're going to receive the healing that he has for you. So what can you expect for the next 11 weeks? Well, I want you to understand that this program has been Holy Spirit guided, and that I pray for you to get wisdom on what he has for you and how he wants me to guide you. You know, we can be slaves to dark masters such as grief, betrayal, shame, guilt, and fear. And if you are, it's time to be free. And a lot of times we live with secrets. But you know, secrets lose power once they're exposed. Then the poison is drained and the holes are filled and hearts are in rest. And like this week, you're going to receive podcast recording and a study guide. So each week, I'll explain this again at the end, but each week after our coaching, which we will have our coaching session next week, you will receive the next lesson and the next study guide that you are to do and complete. And then the following week, we'll have our coaching session number two, and so on and so forth. During our weeks of coaching, you'll have time for sharing wins, struggles, questions, and we will go over the study guide. And so, you know, be prepared. Be prepared with what you may need help with or what you may need prayer for. And then after each session, you will receive an email recapping what we discussed and recommended steps. So this is a summary of the weeks. Week one, which is where we are, titled Let's Begin, is giving you an introduction and the beginning platform to propel you into the weeks ahead. Week two is titled The Importance of Having a Spiritual Life. And we're going to discuss the importance of that. And it's not about religion, but about a spiritual relationship with the creator of the universe. It's important to understand that the only thing to make you feel whole is the Father's presence in your life. The world's way of healing will not fully heal and complete you. They try, and believe me, I was involved in much of healing practices throughout my life and never had the full completeness of healing until I actually experienced some deliverances and was with a Christian counselor who prayed. And in those moments and in those weeks, I had complete healing from sexual abuse. Week three, we're going to talk about the first key, and that is to renew your mind. Having a renewed mind will be key to walking this journey to freedom. And I'm going to show you how to be renewed in your mind and then not only be renewed, but maintain it as a new way of thinking. You can't go back and forth. You must live in having a renewed mind because you know what? You become what you think about and you speak what you think about. Week four is God's promise to heal. And I want to help you be grounded in the truth that God wants you healed and whole. And I know this is controversial, but I am very much grounded in that truth. And so I will help you move along from the thoughts that, well, God's teaching me a lesson with this issue or this illness, or God gave me this sickness to slow me down, or whatever reasons you've been given for your dis-ease or emotional pain. It's not of God. I'm going to prove to you that it's not. Week five, you're going to receive peace and stay in peace. And here you're going to receive the tools to help you begin to live in a mode of peace in your life. And I'll teach you how to stay there. Week six, we're going to talk about what it takes to achieve change. We will discuss what it takes to be able to make changes in your life. In and of itself, it's almost impossible, right? In your flesh, in your own strength and power, it's almost impossible. But you're going to learn what you are to do when you have no strength, no power to move forward, and you feel like you want to give up. But you've been given a special gift that will help you keep moving forward. Week seven, I love this particular topic. It's very dear to my heart. We're going to talk about the importance of gut health. And we're going to discuss why a healthy gut is important, because it ties into having anxiety, stress, and depression if your gut is out of balance. So balancing your gut will help lower, you know, stress, anxiety, and depression. You may be dealing with those emotional instabilities because of the trauma you've experienced, but exacerbating it with an unhealthy gut doesn't make sense. So let's tone those emotions down by having a healthy gut. Week 8, we're going to talk about shame and how it actually makes you feel dirty. Shame is a veil that prevents you from living as the person you were created to be. When we have experienced trauma such as abuse, we tend to take on shame. Well, here we'll identify that shame and show you the tools on how you can be set free from it. I remember actually having a session, a deliverance session, with my pastor, his wife, and my counselor, and I remember feeling utterly dirty. Utterly dirty. My whole body, it was like, take a hose and hose me down. That's how I felt. Well, it was shame that was making me feel that. In week 9, we're going to talk about forgiveness. It's hard, but it's not impossible. And this could be the hardest step to take, and that's walking in forgiveness, forgiving those who have hurt you. It is so important. It is so critical. And I'll help you walk that out with love and tenderness. And I'll share with you when we get to that week of how I was set free by actually walking in forgiveness and releasing forgiveness to my abusers. Week 10 is how to transform your inner life. And this is kind of an exciting lesson about transforming that inner self. And it's actually easier than you think. On week 11, it's what is your purpose in life? To live a full and satisfying life, it is important to discover who you were created to be and why God put you on this earth. So many of us live on automatic pilot, and we never just discover who and what we were destined to be and do. And this will be critical to your overall victory, having a purpose and knowing what that purpose is and moving into that purpose and feeling fulfilled. And lastly, week 12 is how to battle the resistance. You know, it'll behoove you to understand that this is a battle. And it's a battle that's not always visible. It's not about physical fights or whatever. It is about emotional battles, internal emotional battles, battles in your mind. And you're going to have to learn how to fight that battle. So spiritual warfare is going to be necessary to bring you out of being stuck and moving to a place of thriving and not just surviving. So those are our 12 weeks that you're going to go through as you're learning how to be set free and receiving the healing that the Father has for you. And you're going to also learn that there's a difference between truth versus facts. So facts are the reality of what is happening in your life or what happened in your life. That's a fact. But the truth is what God says, and His word is final. And in John 8:32, it says, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So we're going to begin to understand what is truth and what is a fact. Now, I'm going to say this with the utmost tenderness to you. The aftermath of trauma cannot continue unless you allow it. Okay, let me say that again. The aftermath of trauma cannot continue unless you allow it. Now, sometimes we don't even know or remember the trauma. I did not remember the sexual abuse. It was not in the forefront of my mind. It eventually did come out, but it didn't while I was dealing with emotional instabilities in my life. So at that point, it was continuing, but I didn't know it. But once you know it, once you know that the emotional pain you're in is not of God, then it's going to be up to you to not allow it any longer. And it's not a judgmental statement, but it's something that you need to understand. You need to take the responsibility to now move out of it. Because if the trauma happened as a child, then perhaps you took on a very immature belief system. You were a child. You didn't know how to understand or process the trauma, so you make your own conclusions. And those conclusions are probably very immature, and they're not correct conclusions because you're a child. You know, the pain could be continuing because you're still living with that mindset or the belief system. And sometimes we depend on the trauma we endured because we've taken on a mindset that is part of our being. It's part of our identity. See, for as an example, I lived for a number of years of wanting my trauma because I wanted somebody to take care of me. I needed somebody to acknowledge me or acknowledge the pain that I was in and sort of do a boo-boo kitty kind of thing with me. That's what, frankly, what I needed or thought I needed and I wanted. But it was a mindset that I had that had to go. And it took some time to get it to go. But that's what it means when we depend on the trauma to be part of our mindset. And you're going to begin to do a paradigm shift in your thinking. And you're going to begin to adapt the truth versus the facts. So what is the trauma you experienced? Now, as I said before, you might not have a recollection, but you just know something is just not right inside of you. And that's okay. You don't necessarily have to identify the trauma. We just need to bring you to the Father for healing. And as I said, for years, I did not remember my sexual abuse. All I knew was I was angry and in a lot of emotional pain. So think about what's manifesting in your body. Here's some physical signs that you may be dealing with past trauma. Anger. You could have headaches, stiff necks, a stiff shoulder. You could be walking in sadness. You feel breathless. You have fatigue. You cry a lot. One of the things in the way of breathing, I realized that because of the trauma in my life, you know, think about when you get scared. What, you know, somebody frightens you. They do something. They walk in the room and they frighten you. What do? You go, you know, like you hold your breath. Well, I realized because I was living in this state of trauma, my life, that my breathing was very shallow breathing. I wasn't breathing deeply. I wasn't exercising my diaphragm the way it should have been, you know, being exercised. And that's why when I was a child, you know, one of the things I hated was I hated gym. Because I wasn't good at it. And no matter what I tried, you know, we'd have these relay races and I would give it my all. I would be running as fast as I possibly could and I'd come in last. And I'd be, how can that be? Because I didn't have the breath. I didn't have the breathing mechanisms to keep going at a good pace. I was breathing very shallowly. Another emotional sign that you can have is insomnia or overexcitability or heart palpitations. Or you could walk in worry and you have a weak voice. Your complexion is pale. You have a poor appetite or pensiveness, or you have gastric discomfort, fatigue. You're walking in fear. You've got night sweats. You've got diarrhea. You've got insomnia. You're still walking in shock. Maybe the trauma was pretty recent. And you've got heart palpitations or breathlessness. You're having that shallow breathing or you're dealing with insomnia. We're going to look at what is your perception of life and what has shaped it. And then I'm going to ask you, and I want you to think about what brings you joy in your life. Now, you could have asked me that question years ago and I would have said, I don't know. I really would have said that. And then one other issue to just think about, do you have or did you have a relationship with a narcissist? And that'll be something that we will discuss, you know, weeks down the road if you did. So what's your next step? Well, I've attached for you actually two forms. One form is called the Circle of Life. And I want you to complete this form. And it's a circle, like a wheel, with spokes on it. And you're going to put on the spoke with the appropriate emotion or issue that we're going to talk about. You're going to put on the spoke where you fall. And there's instructions on the form. So let's take your career. If you're working, let's take your career. And where does that fit? Are you happy? Or are you discontent in that? You're going to mark it on the spoke. How is your health? You're going to mark it on the spoke. How is your spiritual relationship? Maybe you don't even have one. Mark it on the spoke. And then you're going to connect those little dots, and we're going to see how out of balance some of those issues will be in your life. And then at the end of our session, at the end of 12 weeks, I'm going to give you another form, another blank one, and you're going to fill it out. And we're going to be excited to see the changes that are going to happen in your life. The other form that you received is called a food tracker. And I need you, between now and week 7, I need you to track your food for 7 days. I don't want you to do anything different. I want you to just eat like you normally eat. I want you to track it. And as soon as you do it, if you decide to do it now, send it to me. And we're going to review that when we do week 7. And now for your study guide. Review this teaching again. I'm going to, attach this teaching for you to read through again. And then I want you to go through the questions in the study guide to the best of your ability. And then next week, we're going to review the study guide and answer any questions, concerns, issues that you might have. Now, please understand, it is important for you to go through the study guide and answer the questions to the best of your ability. And if you get to a question that brings up anger, let's say, make that notation. This question pisses me off. I feel anger, or I feel sadness, or whatever. Make that notation, and we're going to discuss it, because that's very critical. Because I remember years ago when I had actually my first deliverance session, I was with these three beautiful believing ladies that were praying over me. And what they were praying, and as they were praying, I was getting angrier and angrier. Well, this was a breaking point for me in my healing. And I'm pretty in tune to my emotions and my feelings, and I think I communicate well. So I did communicate what I was feeling. And this was the first deliverance that I had. This was the beginning of the healing from my sexual abuse that began to unfold. So pay attention to your emotions and note them as you're working through the study guide. It is critical that you work the study guide. So I want to share this scripture with you, that whenever you're getting weary, disappointed, and hopeless, and you're tempted to give up, remember this promise from the Father. This is His promise to you. One day, this shall be your life, even though you feel like you are captive right now. And the scripture is from Isaiah 58, verse 11. And the Lord will continually guide you and satisfy your soul in scorched and dry places, and give strength to your bones, and you will be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Just think about a beautiful garden, the beautiful lush flowers in that garden. That's what He wants for you to be, like a well-watered garden. Ask yourself this. Has all your suffering and your cries of pain, is it drowning out the voice of God? Well, just know He is waiting for you to let Him shine the light of His presence in that darkness, of your fear and your grief, but perhaps you're not desperate for that just yet. Because like I said, sometimes we live in that trauma and we hold on to that trauma for a purpose. But you're here for a reason, and I believe it's because you're ready to let it go. So as we wrap up this week's session, I want to pray this scripture over you. Father, I lift up my sister to you right now. Strengthen her when she is discouraged. Energize her when she feels defeated. Say to the anxious and fearful, be strong and never afraid. Look, here comes your God. He is breaking through to give you victory. He comes to avenge your enemies. And with divine retribution, he comes to save you. Then your blind eyes will open and your deaf ears will hear. And you will leap like a playful deer, and the tongue-tied will sing songs of triumph. Gushing water will spring up in the wilderness, and streams will flow through the desert. And the burning sand will become a refreshing oasis, the parches ground bubbling springs, and the dragon's lair is a meadow with grass, reeds, and papyrus. And that's Isaiah 35, verses 3 through 7 from the Passion. Remember this, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. I don't know how long your journey will be, but by you being here, you have taken the first step. And the Father acknowledges that. And the Father will bring healing to you because that is his promise. And he is not a man that he should lie. God bless. Thank you for listening. Listen to this again if you need to and begin your work. The journey has begun.